You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
How about those Chiefs?
Let's jump right into it. Yesterday's parade was one for the ages. Of course, I left here immediately after we got off of air. Headed down to my bro Jazz's studio where I got a nice parking spot off 17th and Summit. And it was a lot of walking. It was similar to the Royals
parade.
That is
a good walk. Yeah, oh, I know what you're talking about. Yeah, yeah. That's really, really good walk.
Yeah,
bro.
Dog. So, but let's get to the speeches. First, Coach Andy Reid.
So, listen, one more thing is next year we're coming right back here. One more time, baby. One more time.
Woo. Andy's feeling himself, dog. That's what I'm talking about.
I thought
about.
He was going to start a chant. One more time. You know, everybody trying to make a chant right, out of things. Right. Yeah, yeah.
So then, oh, by the way, before we get into the two other speeches, it was very crowded in this part. I was down on the in Union Station. I got there late.
Yeah.
There was people lined up there at 5 in the morning. People camped out and stuff. But yeah, very crowded, dog, and a very
shoulder to shoulder.
Yeah, very oiled up audience.
Oiled up. Did they adhere to the alcohol be prohibited and all that?
They sure didn't, and neither did the players. Listen, listen to our MVP quarterback.
When I became the starter for Kansas City, the first thing I wanted to do was bring the Lamar Hunt Trophy back to Kansas City, back to this organization. And the second most important thing I wanted to do was get the Lombardi Trophy for the greatest coach of all time, Andy Reid, baby. This season, the adversity we deal with the injuries, I mean, my knee was in the side of my leg, but we still went back and we won the Super Bowl. We the champs, baby. Hey, credit to my teammates. We did this thing. And I'm going to leave the best for my boy Travis Kelce, who's going last.
Oh, boy.
I love y'all. Thank you.
Oh, boy, he did.
Give me a little play Mahomes.
When I first came to Kansas City, besides NC and Whataburger, I said, I got to win a Super Bowl.
Hey, he's going to bring a Whataburger here, too.
Man, he better, dog. he, you know what? Real talk. I am buying tickets and all that you bring a Whataburger here, dog.
So, like Pat said, Travis Kelce, he did not disappoint.
21 years. That's how long it's just been turning for my guy Andy Reid.
Oh, you can hear the liquor.
It's just been turning and turning and turning. And what we do, we unleash a can of whoop ass for everybody. 24-0. I ain't trying to hear it. Chanting. I ain't trying to hear it. Fourth quarter, 6 and whatever left on the clock. Down 10.
Oh, boy.
We got Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid, baby. How about Sammy Watkins?
Woo!
How about Damian Williams? Woo! How about my dog, 5'5", and he ain't on sides?
Oh, Lord!
What's good?
Oh, man, them boys was having a good time before the parade because they was definitely lathered up and ready to go.
That might be better. Almost might be better than Drew Pearson at the NFL draft.
Oh, Lord. Oh, that was one for the ages. But you know, he was trying to outdo his brother, Jason Kelce, who was a part of the Eagles championship. And he had a really good speech at the Eagles parade.
Oh,
so,
man.
That puts the ball on the Chiefs 2019-2020 season. Definitely looking forward to the back-to-back campaign next year.
How you feel about that, D4?
Bye, D4. He's offsides online again.
We're dropping the shade.
Let's cut to the chase.
All your celebrity guts.
The morning.
The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
It is now 6:21, clear and 20 at the Plaza B. We got to talk, man. What's good?
Well, Jay-Z, during a discussion at Columbia University yesterday, spoke about the last time that he saw Kobe Bryant play.
Kobe was a guy that looked up to me, and we've hung out multiple times, and he was last at my house on New Year's. He was just in the greatest space that I've seen him in. And one of the last things he said to me was, "You gotta see Gianna play basketball." And that was one of the most hurtful things, because he was so proud. And the look on his face was like, I looked at him and said, "Oh, she's going to be the best female basketball player in the world." So that's really a tough one. And my wife and I took that, and we're taking that really tough. That's all I'll say on that. Just a great human being, and was in a great space in his life.
Mm. It just gets worse with that, man. It just gets even more sad.
Whew. Yeah, that's deep, man. That's how you still feeling about that now? I know you still, you know, you've been a.
It's all sunk in, and I know he's not here with us in human form anymore. And it sucks. It really does, because a lot of the people that I grew up loving, Michael Jackson, Derek Thomas, Kobe Bryant, they're not here anymore. Mm. So that's the part that really sucks, man. Yeah,
he's affected a lot more people than I thought he would.
So Gayle King, she interviewed Lisa Leslie. She got dragged on social media for these questions about Kobe Bryant.
It's been said that his legacy is complicated because of a sexual assault charge, which was dismissed in 2003, 2004. Is it complicated for you as a woman, as a WNBA player?
It's not complicated for me at all. Even if there's a few times that we've been at a club at the same time, Kobe's not the kind of guy, never been like, you know, Lisa, go get that girl or tell her or send her this. I have other NBA friends that are like that. Mm-hmm. Kobe's, he was never like that. I just have ever seen him being the kind of person that would do something to violate a woman or be aggressive in that way. That's just not the person that I know.
But Lisa, you wouldn't see it though. As his friend, you wouldn't see it.
And that's possible. Mm-hmm. It's just, I just don't believe that. Mm-hmm. And I'm not saying things didn't happen. Mm-hmm. I just don't believe that things didn't happen with force.
Is it even a fair question to talk about it, considering he's no longer with us and that it was resolved? Or is it really part of his history?
I think that the media should be more respectful. At this time, it's like if you had questions about it, you've had many years to ask him that. I don't think it's something that we should keep hanging over his legacy. I mean, it went to trial.
Yeah, but the case was dismissed because the victim in the case refused to testify.
And I think that's how we should leave it.
Mm. Yeah, yeah.
She's right. They really didn't dive into that when he was alive.
I mean, if you want to ask the question, like when she asked it at the beginning, the first question, I would probably, if you're going to ask and go that route, ask that question and let that be it. But then she kept going on with it. That's where you're like, okay, what's really going on? Like, you know, I don't get, like you said, a man literally just died, or literally like a week or so ago. Vanessa and him are still grieving what's going on. A lot of people are grieving.
They don't care.
We shouldn't have to talk about a rape case.
They don't care. They're going to talk about it anyway.
I mean, they're going to talk about it, but you can still be respectful with it. You know what I'm saying? Like, for her to even keep going and say, yeah, she dismissed it because the victim refused to tell. Like, what does that have to do with the Kobe's death right now and all that? That's where I come in on that. I don't like that at all. That line of questioning.
Now it's time, KC, to tell us why you're mad.
I want to tell y'all about my story.
It's why you're mad, though.
Yeah. What's up with it? What's up with it? Yeah.
With the morning grind on Hot 103 Chill.
Why you mad, though?
I'm mad because of that interview I just heard of the recap again with Lisa Leslie, because I feel like they don't never just let people be great. They always got to dig up stuff once they die. It's like, you want to talk about it while they're here so they can defend themselves, not try to bring people involved. Especially Kobe, my favorite player, so I just feel like that was real disrespectful. And that just made me all upset again.
Yeah, and you know, I think the thing that we're learning from these type of things is that we have the ability to have video and have tweets and have all of these retrospective things that we're able to look back on people's lives and see that we may not have made the best decisions at some point. But all of us can relate to that. Gail King can relate to that. Barack Obama can relate to that. None of us are proud of every single decision that we made. So just to dig it up when he's no longer here to defend himself, I think that's spineless.
And there's a time and a place. Like, literally, the people are still grieving. I don't think they even have a memorial service or a funeral yet.
Nah, not
they
yet.
Haven't yet.
Yeah, so there's a time and a place to do those kind of type of things and talk about that.
Yeah. What's your name?
Devon.
Thank you for calling up this morning. Have a good day.
All right.
Why you mad, though?
Man, I'm mad because I was at the parade and I finally got my Chiefs jersey signed by Tyreek Hill. I was upset because Travis Kelce and Mahomes didn't come down off the bus and get it signed, too.
Man. Well, you should be super happy, dog. You get the cheetah.
Oh, man, I'm super happy, but I'm just mad because I wanted Kelce and Mahomes to get the MVP. Come on, man. You got the... You know how much that's going to be worth. And my son's favorite number is 15.
Well, my brother, they were very inebriated yesterday. So I don't even know if they would have signed your jersey the right way.
Hey, I don't even know how to feel, but I was a little upset. I was like, man, they could just get off the bus just for 2 seconds. I'm like, I see you, brother. Get off the bus.
What's your name?
I see
you. Hey, man, I'm telling you, Pat and Travis are listening right now. They're going to hear this, and they're going to try to look for you, dog. So make sure you get ready for that moment where you're bumping to them again, all right?
All right, man, trust me, I am ready. I'm season ticket holder right now. New, man, I'm trying to tell you, I am ready for them. Because we're going to repeat that Super Bowl.
Okay.
Bad.
Against the Cowboys. Let's go.
Oh, Lord. Hey, don't start.
How about them Chiefs?
Cheers. All right, my brother, have a good one.
All right, you too.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jam.
Today's Soul Food Tour continues on at Smack's 1827 Vine, KC Mo. 3 strips and fries for just $5, Buster. Make sure you join me. I'll be there today.
Oh, you going to be out there today?
Yeah, buddy.
I might sneak in there and get something.
11 a.m. to 1 p.m. It's right by the KC store, so I definitely want to see everybody come through today's Soul Food Tour.
Okay.
Having tried Donald John Trump, President of the United States, upon 2 articles of impeachment exhibited against him by the House of Representatives, and 2/3 of the senators present not having found him guilty of the charges contained therein, it is therefore ordered and adjudged that the said Donald John Trump be, and he is hereby, acquitted of the charges in said articles.
It is. Trump acquitted in the Senate impeachment trial yesterday with the Senate vote falling far short of the 2/3 majority needed to convict. Only one senator didn't vote play with their party, and that was Republican Senator Mitt Romney.
Shout out to Mitt Romney.
Of Utah, who most famously went against President Barack Obama in the 2012 election.
Yeah.
He voted guilty on the first article of impeachment that Trump abused his power in pressuring Ukraine to investigate his political rival Joe Biden and his son using congressionally approved military aid as leverage. Romney, however, voted not guilty on the second article, obstruction of Congress, brought for Trump blocking witnesses and documents from the House's impeachment inquiry. Here is Mitt Romney talking about his decision.
Were I to ignore the evidence that has been presented and disregard what I believe my oath and the Constitution demands of me for the sake of a partisan end, it would, I fear, expose my character to history's rebuke and the censure of my own conscience. The president's purpose was personal and political. Accordingly, the president is guilty of an appalling abuse of public trust.
That's huge. Because I know they had issues, and I know Romney got Trump to back him when he was trying to run, like you say, against Obama and all that, and now he's switching sides, and that's a big deal, man. We'll see how he's going to play out in that Republican Party now. Good old Mitt.
Oh, boy, yeah. He definitely put his... He kind of put his career on the line.
Yeah, his son said he should be kicked out of the Republican Party immediately.
His son said that about
Donald Trump's son. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Donald Jr.
I thought you said Mitt Romney said that. Mitt Romney's son said that about
him. Oh, no. But that is a good question. I wonder how the family and everybody else feel about that. That is a very good question. Mm-hmm. But hey, sometimes when you do right, you get backlash with it. So we'll see.
as the world turns in the White House.
God bless the United States.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Keep listening for your shot to get registered to get $1,000 on $1,000 Friday with the Morning Grind.
Yeah, tomorrow.
Yeah, during your show.
During my show, hosted by Joe Cornell.
So, Play, we got Valentine's Day coming up next week, next Friday, a week from tomorrow. And Red Lobster thinks your Valentine's Day sweetheart wants Cheddar Bay biscuits instead of chocolate.
Sounds like my type of Valentine.
Do you have something planned for your lady for Valentine's Day right now?
Besides trying to hit up that party on that weekend, let's see. We're going to go out to eat. Maybe do a massage. We usually do massages once a month. Maybe try to plan that weekend. But other than that, not specifically sure since I already got her a ring. So okay. that should take care of a lot of Valentine's Day, right?
Oh boy. I'm gonna stop you right there.
What about you?
Nah, I ain't got nothing.
Do you like Valentine's Day?
Nah, it ain't for me. It's for the ladies, to me, in my opinion. Which leads me to today's hot trending topic. What is the most oddest gift that you've ever given or received on Valentine's Day? Can you think of that real quick?
Let me think about that for a minute. Yeah.
Some people give money. Some people give, you know, flowers or whatever. Some people give food. What's the weirdest thing you ever given?
I don't know.
Okay.
I have to think about it.
Well, think about it during the break. Kansas City, I want you to answer this question. What is the most odd Valentine's Day gift you have ever received or given?
Now it's time for the shade. Drop it.
Come up in the spot.
All your hip-hop news.
Let's go.
The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
723 right now, clearing 20 downtown. What's going on, B?
Let's give a couple of happy birthday shout-outs to some of our celebrity friends. Chris Humphries, former NBA player and former husband of Kim Kardashian. He turns 35 today.
Where is he at right now?
He's chilling, minding his business, not dealing with that craziness. Tinashe, singer, she turns 27 today. And one of my favorite directors, I love this dude. We had a chance to interview him. Robert Townsend.
Hey.
62 today.
Jimmy, they killed my brother Jimmy. Hollywood Shuffle,
gotta
boy.
Love that movie. Happy birthday, everybody born on February 6th. Meek Mill and his former girlfriend Nicki Minaj went at it on Twitter yesterday. It's an old-fashioned Twitter war.
In case y'all missed it during the parade.
Yeah, the war seemed to have started after several blogs pointed out that Meek liked the post clowning Nicki's husband fashion choices. In response, Nicki posted several pics of Meek's fashion choices and said that he was obsessed with her and is an abuser. She wrote in her Instagram story, quote, "You a clown. You did it for the likes. Twitter fingers beat women scared of men." She later tweeted, "Trigger fingers turn into Twitter fingers. Bad bill face blank. Obsessed with the queen blank." And of course, Meek clapped back. He said, you know, he responded by bringing up Nicki's brother and the rape trial.
Yeah. She's convicted.
Yeah. He also wrote, "The only way you can try to kill my career is say I beat women, talk about your brother convicted of rape, and you've been new and paid for his lawyer. Your little brother touched that little girl too. You know I know. You want me to crash with your boyfriend and I won't." So, you know, they just kept going back and forth. Aren't they a little too old for this, dog?
Super old. Well, Nicki definitely super old. Meek is definitely super old for this too. But
they couldn't call each other.
But that's what happens, dog.
I know.
You know how it is. Think about regular people who's petty. You know what I'm saying? Now we got celebrities who are being petty right now.
Good Lord.
Pun intended. Yeah. With the last name.
I just hope this doesn't escalate in
something worse. Because they both should be happy. She's married to a whole nother guy. Meek's got a pregnant girlfriend right now. Why are they thinking about each other?
Cause they saw each other last week at that little
in the Grammy week
boutique or whatever. Yeah.
Well, I wonder what Drake got to think about that one comment that we can't say.
He better stay out of this. Yeah. He got his hands full.
But he got dragged into it.
He got his hands full with Pusha T.
No.
What you mean, no?
We passed that, dog.
No, we not past that.
Nobody's talking about that no more.
We're not past it.
Who is talking about Drake and Pusha T?
We're not past it.
You're not past
it. He didn't resolve anything. He got destroyed.
He just literally told everybody in the song he took the L. What are you talking about?
He got destroyed.
So that's it.
We're not past it. We're never going to get past it. And some good news. Kendrick Lamar's biography is due out this fall. Author Marcus J. Moore announced that the bio Butterfly Effect, How Kendrick Lamar Ignited the Soul of Black America, is officially scheduled to drop on November 13th. Via a tree of books. You getting a book? You getting a copy?
Maybe. There's other books I still need to read. I ain't read Rick Ross's book. I ain't read Gucci Mane's book. I ain't read Jay Prince's book.
You want Lil Wayne's book? I'll give it to you.
I got the prison book.
Mm-hmm.
I got that.
You ain't read it though.
I did.
You read it for real?
Yeah, I did for real read it.
I'm surprised.
You didn't read it?
Nah, I'm good, man.
It's actually good. You get to learn about the life of Lil Wayne in prison.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Well, Red Lobster is getting everybody prepared for Valentine's Day. And they think your Valentine's Day sweetheart wants Cheddar Bay biscuits instead of chocolates.
Man, I love to hear that right there. I love some Cheddar Bay biscuits, dog.
Now, they have this box. It's shaped like a heart. And I've seen these heart-shaped boxes before on Twitter, where they had chicken wings in them.
Have you seen that? I have seen that.
So instead of chocolates, you get them chicken wings.
What about Waffle House for Valentine's Day? You with that?
Sure. They got a nice steak sandwich there, so.
What?
Yeah, they got a steak sandwich.
Go there for a steak sandwich, bro.
Yeah, you know, I don't do breakfast. Right.
You're not a breakfast person.
No, sir. I can do a waffle, though. I can do that. But all the other stuff, I can't do that. Have you thought about, what's the oddest gift you ever given or received on Valentine's Day?
I don't remember giving a bad Valentine's Day gift. I'm usually a good giver, Brian. I'm good at giving. You know what I'm saying? Better at receiving.
You know what I'm saying?
But what about you?
I'll say that one Valentine's Day in the 2000s with one of my exes, I was late to the party on a Valentine's Day thing. I didn't know and it was on a Saturday too.
Okay.
And all the restaurants were booked up. So I was just trying to go to whatever restaurant on the plaza, Westport or something. But everything was booked up. So to make a long story short, we ended up eating at like Westport Flea Burger.
You know, it's funny, you don't have an ate terrible. There. I heard they got good burgers.
Yeah, that was cool.
I found an old post for Valentine's Day I did, and quote, I think I should celebrate Valentine's Day watching gangster movies like watch Scarface, Paid in Full and such with a bottle of Limon or something. Yeah, that's how I feel.
That's all you got to do is react.
Yeah, that was 8 years ago, bro.
When a pimp tell you to do something, react.
I wonder what Shay gonna do with Valentine's
Day. Oh, Lord, don't even start on that. So, Kansas City, we want to ask you in our hot trending topic, what is the most oddest Valentine's Day gift you have ever received or given?
So, the weirdest thing that I received from my kids' dad was a George Foreman grill. A George Foreman grill.
That was for him. That wasn't for you, huh?
Exactly. That's what I said. It was for you, not for me. But yeah, he got me a George Foreman grill. It was a good size one, though.
Was he trying to send you some signals like, listen, we need to lose some weight or you can't cook or something? Was he trying to do that?
Maybe he wanted his food faster.
That's what, right. I need that steak ASAP.
All right, what's your name?
Tanya.
Thank you, Tanya. Have a good day.
Happy Valentine's Day early.
Thank you.
This man was a bona fide scrub.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
And we're talking about Valentine's Day this morning, y'all, because Red Lobster has came up with this idea that they think that your Valentine's Day sweetheart wants Cheddar Bay biscuits instead of chocolates. So I'm going to set the scene for y'all. You know, you with your man and everything, right? Mm. You go to his house, lady. I'm talking to the lady or whoever I'm talking to. You know, whatever you're doing on Valentine's Day, you pull up to the crib, right? You know, the candles is lit. You hit that Bluetooth speaker.
Yeah, baby, come over here closer to me.
Put that Jodeci on. And you present your partner with this heart-shaped gift that looks like chocolate.
I got something for you, baby.
With the candles lit, she opens it up.
Better than Godiva's.
And it's some Cheddar Bay biscuits. And some hot wings.
With a salad on the side.
A Caesar salad. I know one person in particular, Play, who would love this on Valentine's Day.
Oh, don't tell me who I think it might be.
Julie Renee Jones. I tried to call her, but she didn't, you know, she ain't answering the phone right now. But she would love that.
Boy, would she love that. She probably won two of them things, dog.
Miley Starr said she loves Cheddar Bay biscuits. She says she's not a chocolate lover. That chocolate will be there still next year. LOL. Shout out to Miley Starr. You do see those heart-shaped boxes with the chocolate in it for about 2 or 3 years in somebody's house.
Man. You would take some Cheddar Bay biscuits too, wouldn't you be?
Oh, yeah, I definitely would.
In a bottle of Ciroc?
Now you're talking my language now. End up like one of the chiefs on the parade yesterday.
Boy, they were all going in yesterday, dog.
You're listening to the best of the morning grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Today's Soul Food Tour is going down at Smack's 1827 Vine Casey Moe. Ow. 3 strips and fries for just $5, Buster. Come on through. I'll be there 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. for the Soul Food Tour is going down.
Man, it sounds so good right about now, bro.
So on to something a little more serious, Play. The Kansas law that makes it a crime to grope, rub, or touch others in a sexual manner without their consent doesn't apply to spouses. And state lawmakers are moving to eliminate the loophole after the same fix failed last year. The House could debate a bill next week that would eliminate a provision in the law against sexual battery that says it does not apply when the victim is married to the offender. The law makes unwanted sexual touching, groping, or grabbing a misdemeanor when no force or fear is involved and when the victim is 16 or older. Some lawmakers see the measure Play as correcting what they believe had to be an oversight or drafting error when lawmakers in 1983 eliminated the spousal exemption in the state law against rape. There's also no exemption for aggravated sexual battery, which is using force or fear and sexually touching someone without consent. How crazy is this?
How crazy is that?
Yeah.
That's a big, when you say oversight, that's a huge oversight.
Right.
How you miss out on that?
And think about possibly in how many other states that this could be, this loophole could be found in.
Yeah, yeah. I wonder how many people's looking into that right now. That's ridiculous, dog. To think that a husband or wife can just...
It really makes it almost legal to...
Yeah,
to do that to your spouse.
I'm married to you. I can do whatever I want because we married and you can't have no say so, whatever. You can't go to the judge or to the cops and say anything because we're married. How crazy is that?
Yeah, I mean, you know, especially in today's day and age where, you know, the Me Too culture.
And I
culture,
hate to think that. Yeah, that's
but
crazy.
This is one of the silver linings in this is that it's brought attention. And people are now thinking more closely. People are thinking more critically.
Yeah, but say you're looking at things now with a closer eye than you probably did before. Maybe even a year or two ago, right?
Oh, absolutely. Definitely. It's a new era. So I'm glad that, you know, the state of Kansas is looking at this
and trying to get this sold up. Nobody should be assaulted or abused in that nature, no.
Whether you're married, not married, kid, whatever. Nobody deserves any of that. No. So I'm glad they're going to wrap that up.
Yeah. We've got all your celebrity shade.
This is Hollywood.
Hip-hop gossip.
Pay attention to what happens next. It all happens very fast.
The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
All right, it is now 8:21. Currently sunny and 20 down at the Plaza. What's going on, B?
Jay-Z discussed his last conversation he had with Kobe Bryant during a discussion at Columbia University that went down the other day.
Kobe was a guy that looked up to me, and we've hung out multiple times, and he was last at my house on New Year's. He was just in the greatest space that I've seen him in. And one of the last things he said to me was, "You gotta see Gianna play basketball." And that was one of the most hurtful things, because he was so proud. And the look on his face, was like, I looked at him and said, oh, she's going to be the best female basketball player in the world. So that's really a tough one. And my wife and I took that and taking that really tough. That's all I'll say on that. Just a great human being and was in a great space in his life.
Wow. I didn't know how close they were.
I didn't know either. I didn't know that they like had these conversations all the time, which is good to know now, you know, reflecting on Kobe's life and, you know, his daughter, man. I really think that she was going to change the game for WNBA and for women, women basketball players. I think that was the next chapter in Kobe's life after his basketball career.
Wow. Yeah, I think one thing I've definitely learned after the passing of Kobe is how many people really liked him and endured him. You know, like, my whole thing
before... You thought it was just me, huh?
Well, no, I knew a lot of Lakers fans loved him, right? But I didn't know people personally coming out saying, hey, Kobe's one of my best friends, or hey, me and Kobe had a good... You know, you never heard those... The only people I knew that was really close to him might be, like, you know, former Lakers teammates like Derek Fisher or somebody, but you never heard, like, a Jay-Z or all these people mourning and talking about him the way they do. I didn't picture that.
Gail King got dragged on Twitter yesterday for asking former WNBA star Lisa Leslie a question about Kobe Bryant's 2003 rape accusations.
It's been said that his legacy is complicated because of a sexual assault charge, which was dismissed in 2003, 2004. Is it complicated for you as a woman, as a WNBA player?
It's not complicated for me at all. Even if there's a few times that we've been at a club at the same time, Kobe's not the kind of guy, never been like, you know, Lisa, go get that girl or tell her or send her this. I have other NBA friends that are like that. Mm-hmm. Kobe's, he was never like that. I just never have ever seen him being the kind of person that would be, do something to violate a woman or be aggressive in that way. That's just not the person that I know.
But Lisa, you wouldn't see it though. As his friend, you wouldn't see it.
And that's possible. Mm-hmm. It's just, I just don't believe that. Mm-hmm. And I'm not saying things didn't happen. Mm-hmm. I just don't believe that things didn't happen with force.
Is it even a fair question to talk about it, considering he's no longer with us and that it was resolved? Or is it really part of his history?
I think that the media should be more respectful. At this time, it's like if you had questions about it, you've had many years to ask him that. I don't think it's something that we should keep hanging over his legacy. I mean, it went to trial.
Yeah, but the case was dismissed because the victim in the case refused to testify.
And I think that's how we should leave it.
It seemed like Gail King answered her own question during her question. You know what I'm saying?
I hope CBS wasn't on, hey, you need to ask this question. Maybe that's the only thing
I can think of. Type of stuff happens.
Yeah, and that type of stuff does happen. So maybe she had to come at it from that angle, but I don't think he had to drill that question in, asking a couple more questions after. Just say, hey, do you think this will affect his legacy, or do you think people are still feeling certain ways about that? Let her answer it and keep it moving.
We're making winners sound good.
Anything I'ma do, I'ma do it good.
Time to find out who our latest winner is with That's My Jam.
It's time to jam.
The Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jam.
Who is this?
Chastity
was really good.
Not so much.
All right. You ready to play That's My Jam?
I think so.
All right. Let's rock it out. B, kick those ballistics.
Never think of a moment, baby, that you've been thinking of me.
I can't wait for the day that we can be together. Mm-hmm. And then you walk away. Mm-hmm. Oh, mm-hmm. Can't you see you and me? Mm. I'm meant to be your baby. There's nothing left for me to say.
Yeah! Sounded like you were total.
Oh, she going on?
No.
Oh, no. Oh, no. You done did it. You did it big. That means you won a $25 Missouri Lottery scratch-off ticket prize pack. Plus, you got entered into the grand prize joint for your chance to go to Denver for Oprah's 2020 Vision Your Life in Focus Tour. And you qualify for $1,000 in cold cash on Friday, all right?
Okay.
All right, tell them that station number one and salute the Kansas City Chiefs.
Listen
now through March 12th for your chance to qualify to win $1,000 in cold cash on $1,000 Friday.
Get that money, yo,
always giving you more chances to win.
Always turned up.
Kansas City's number one for hip-hop and R&B.
Number one.
Hot 103 Jazz.
More money, more money, more money.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.